called the Dental Slim Diet Control. This is from the University of Otago in New Zealand and scientists from Leeds in the United Kingdom. A device developed by medical professionals that will, when installed, stop people from opening their mouths wide enough to eat solid food. In fact, it will allow users to open their mouths only 2 millimeters wide. Mm. Here's what it looks like. It attaches to your teeth. You see that in the back molars there?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. That's what it is. It is...
looks like a lock.
It can be it can be fitted like by your dentist. Don't need a special professional, just a regular dentist. And it uses magnetic components with locking bolts. It's being described by the professionals as the world's first weight loss device to help fight the global obesity epidemic. It's being described by some people online as medieval torture.
Yeah. It looks medieval.
So which is it? Yeah. Which is it? I suppose it depends. They tested this on a trial, and according to an article published in the British Dental Journal, a group of women that were tested lost a mean amount, it says, of 6.36 kilograms, about 5.1% of their body weight.
That has to affect your ability to speak.
Which is one of the complaints. That is one of the complaints. People are saying that it affects their ability to speak, and it's also uncomfortable. Well, yeah, something like that. My back of my jaw is going to be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wouldn't that scrape against your mouth, too?
You know, it looks like it would against the cheek. You know, doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah,
it does.
But again, you're not going to be opening your mouth. It's, again, only 2 millimeters wide, so you're going to have to be giving a low-calorie liquid diet. A professor who is involved in the studies says the main barrier that stops weight loss is compliance. People who go on diets but just don't comply with it. This, he says,
put a vice in your mouth?
And that would make me compliant. It's non-invasive, it's reversible, it's economical, and an attractive alternative to surgical procedures. I don't know about attractive, but I think I know how he's using attractive in this particular sentence. There is a clarification. I thought this was interesting for people who were asking about this, wondering about, you know, is it going to work or not. The clarification is this. The intention of the device, according to those who have developed it, is not as a quick or long-term weight loss control tool. It is a device that's aimed to assist people who need to undergo surgery and can't have surgery until they've lost the weight. And so this will help you lose that weight to get to the surgical process to advance more of the weight loss techniques. Okay, that makes more sense, I think.
Putting a vice in your mouth?
Well, again, if it's if it's for the short-term opportunity to get to where you want to be there, you know.
Hey. A mouth guard you could wear or something?
Well, you know, look who people who unfortunately have you know, broken jaws where their jaws are wired shut, and they can't do anything but a liquid diet.
Well, right. But
yeah, well, this is not far away
principle.
From it.
It's the same principle.
I guess. Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't like. I keep staring at this.
Yeah, I don't like
instrument. Just although it's medieval.
Now, if it were long term, I could see that there are hazards sometimes that people have encountered difficulties with having the bariatric too.
Yeah, well, like anything.
Yeah,
but at least it's easily removable. Again, it works with magnetic components with locking bolts. My guess is just maybe reverse the magnetism, or just use a locking device and you know pop it right out, and then you're okay.
Wonder what that sells for. Well, and what it costs to have it put in.
It does say, again, it's described as affordable. Now, of course, what affordable is to one person could be different according to others. It's described as economical. Economical. So, we'll have to track this to see if it goes anywhere and see what the possibilities are.
If somebody tries
one out because you won't be doing the job that you're doing, Charlie.
Some people might want to have that, you know. You don't need to lose weight, Charlie, but have that device installed in the first place. If you can't open your mouth more than 2 millimeters, give it a go. We'll put a link up on our Morning Team page, and we'll put a picture so you can see just what we're talking about. And you can judge for yourself if you go to WSW.com. Probably by 7 o'clock, hopefully in the next 10 minutes, I'll be able to get the Morning Team page show activated. So you can just go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Morning Team box, look for today's date, June 29th, 2021, and you can have the smiling device looking at you.
Well, if you used this for a poll, I suspect I know which way that poll's going to go.
It looks like something that, I don't know, a villain from some sci-fi movie would put into the hero's mouth or something.
Well, I have a few more of those installed. You could have
what's that guy with a chrome teeth in one of the...
Jaws.
Jaws, right.
Yeah, but he was able to open his mouth more than two
times.
It was more... That was certainly not dietary control on Jaws. That was more bond control.
That doesn't even look like chrome, though. That looks like something made out of iron, cast iron or something from here.
I'm sure whatever it is, it's effective material, probably stainless steel to be inside your mouth.
I would hope.